Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Mem Gimel. We will begin on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis Beis Hashem Yisbarach, six lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara Baal Huda asked the following shaila: Eved Shemach Rabbi Leknas, an eved that was sold, that as we discussed in our previous shiur, if an animal does damage to an eved, the halacha is that the eved, that the owner gets shloshim kesef, 30 kesef shkolim. And now the Gemara's question is, if that was the entire purpose of the sale, mocher, is that a valid sale? Or in a mocher, it isn't a valid sale. And as Tosfos the Rimaskel Eved explains, there's a question, a machloikus actually, that comes up often in Shas. And that is the question of doing a transaction with a dovish labal olam, with something which is not in existence currently. Is it a mechira or not? So typically, when we speak about the machlokes, Rav Meir is the opinion that holds that it is a valid sale, and Rabbanan is hold that it's not a valid sale. Explains Tosfos, if somebody were just to sell the rights to the knas, that the owner of an eved sold the rights, that if his eved were damaged by a shor, that individual who bought it would get the 30 shkolim. Everybody agrees, even Rav Meir would agree that that's not a valid sale. The reason being, explains Tosfos, that that is something that is unlikely to happen. And since it's so unlikely to happen, the halacha is that Rav Meir holds that that's also not a valid sale. To hear the Gemara speaking that the sale was structured that he's selling the eved, that the right and the owner of the eved is his owner as far as the knas is concerned. So here there could be an argument made that even according to Rabbanan, it should be a valid sale. Because the halacha is if somebody sells a tree, the Gemara calls it always deka leperoisav, a tree is sold that the fruit that come out of the tree will belong to the buyer. Even the Rabbanan agree that that would be a valid sale. And here too, we're selling the Eved, even though, so therefore maybe the Rabbanan will agree that it's a valid sale. On the other hand, even Rav Meir, who as we just mentioned, takes the position that he agrees that you could sell a Dovish Labal Olam, maybe he only says that by something that comes from the tree itself. I'm selling the tree, and the fruit comes out of the tree. Here, the fruit is not coming, the knas doesn't emanate from the eved itself. It happens because the eved got hurt, and now that's what happens when the eved is wounded, is injured. And therefore, maybe even the Rabbanon, even Rav Meir will agree that it's not considered a valid sale. That's the way Tosfos learns. The Ritva disagrees. And the Ritva says that when the Gemara says Hamoicha Eved, it doesn't mean Eved Shemacher Rabbi, it doesn't mean that you have to necessarily sell the Eved. The question here is on the Knas by itself. But because since, explains the Ritva, the Gemara's question is that that is a right that every Eved comes with. Maybe since that's a financial privilege that every eved comes with, maybe the sale will be a sale. And as we just explained, Tabayla Rameyah, Tabayla Rabbanan. This question is both according to Rameyah, who normally holds Odom Makna Davish Labal Olam, and both according to Rabbanan hold normally Ein Odom Makna Davish Labal Olam. Tabayla Rameyah, the question is according to Rameyah, because at Kalan Rameyah, Odom Makna Davish Labal Olam, when did Rameyah allow a transaction with a Davish Labal Olam? Elakagoyim Peris Dekel, that you spoke about, he sold the fruits of a tree that haven't yet grown, but Davida de Asu, they're going to eventually come. So many Rishonim, the Ritva and other Rishonim asked the question. The Gemara went many times when it quotes the opinion of a mayor, says if somebody is Mekadosh a woman, even though right now she's not Jewish, but it says the Kedushin should be valid after you are Megayer, even though that's not something that necessarily is going to happen. The halacha is that it's a valid kedushin. So why should this be any different? So the Rishonim explain that that's something that the person who indeed is currently not Jewish at least exists. Here we have two issues: why this transaction should not be considered a valid transaction. Number one, right now the Knas is not here. And not only right now is the Knas not here, but it's not something that normally happens. It's Loyavididos. It doesn't normally happen. And that's why here everybody should agree it's not a valid sale, even Rameyer. And perhaps part of the understanding is, as we often say in our Shiurim, the concept of a Kinyan is to show Gemiras Das. The concept of the Kinyan is to show there's a seriousness. There is no seriousness in this transaction, which is such a remote possibility of ever happening. Who says he'll ever get injured? And if he does get injured, maybe there won't be any obligation to pay. Because the halacha is, moide b'knas is potter. If somebody admits that he's chayv knas before the bezdin actually obligated him, he's potter. So maybe the owner of the animal will step forth and agree that he's chayiv, and there won't be any chayiv knas. But tibayla rabbanon. On the other hand, the question is also according to the rabbanon, who normally hold ein adam makna dovish labalaylam. Maybe at kam rabbanon, then ein adam makna dovish labalaylam el peristekel. Talking about the fruit of a tree, the hash to me is lesnu. Right now, that fruit, those fruits aren't here. Aval hocham. In our case, ha-koshor, the animal is already in existence. V'hoi-kovid, and the evid is in existence. Maybe it is a valid sale. And as the way the Meiri explains. The Meiri explains that the reason the Rabbanon hold ein adam makna dovish labaloylam, because they hold that when you do a kinyan, what you're doing with the kinyan, what you are using for the kinyan must be inexistent. Here, it's not in existence yet. And since here, it's not in existence, maybe that's why it should not be considered. Maybe that's why here everything is in existence. It should be considered a valid kinyan. So, what is the halacha? Says the Gemara, Amar Abba Toshma. The Torah, when it speaks about the right of a ever kanani of a koyin to eat truma, the Torah says the koyin kinyan kick the nefesh kinyan kaspu hu yochaba vilit beisa heim yochle belachmai. So, who are the people that which type of avodim are entitled to eat truma? You have two types. Kinyan Kaspoi and Yilid Baisoi. Why does the Torah speak about both? Yilid Baisoi Matam Eloimer. Why did the Torah have to say that somebody who's born in the home of the Kohen is entitled to Truma? Im Kinyan Kaspoi Oichel. If somebody who was bought by the Kohen, if an Ever Kanani who was bought by the Kohen is entitled to Truma, Yilid Baisoi Koshkein, certainly the Yilid Baisoi should be entitled to Truma, says the Gemara, Ilu Kain. If we would had Yilud Bayis, if we would know the halacha of Yilud Bayis only from a Kal V'chomer from the Kinyan Kesef, we would then say, Yisi Omer, Ma Kinyan Kesef Shiesh by Shava Kesef Oichel, only when the Eved has the value, that's when he eats Truma V'pruta. Af Yilud Bayis Shiesh by Shava Kesef, only a Yilud Bayis that is a Shava Kesef of a Pruta would eat Truma. Menayin Sh'apish Ein Shava Klum. Let's say you have a young baby who is sick and can't do any work. So he has no real value to the owner. How do we know that he's still entitled to truma? Tamalayma yilid bayis become mokan. Continues the brisa. Vadin v'dayinini oimer. Yilid bayis sheyesh b'sheva kesef. Maybe only the yilid bayis that has value. Bein she'em b'sheva pruta. Whether he's worth a pruta or not worth a pruta oichel. Kinyan kesef sheyesh b'kesef. But the kinyan kesef that is bought, that has a kinyan kesef, but yilid bayis, his value is unimportant. When we speak about a kinyan kesef, only if he's worth a pruta, then he'll be allowed to eat the truma. Ein b'sheva kesef, but if he doesn't have that value, eid o'eichel, he should not perhaps be allowed to eat from the truma. Tamaloima kinyan kesav yilid baisai, says the Gemara, the Torah, by connecting these two situations, is teaching us. Ma'ilid bais abishen shav klum oichel. The yilid bais, his value is immaterial. Af kinyan pas by abishen shav klum oichel. But says the Gemara, visakatatach, if we're going to now suggest that ever shemachu rabbi l'knas, that anybody who is sold for the knas, it's going to be considered mocher. It's going to be considered a valid transaction. So it's always worth a pruta. It's not such a big investment to buy the ever l'knas, because shloshim kesef is a lot of money, and you may make it. Miyika of avdilim is double knasa. That you'll always find somebody that will buy it for that. Answers the Gemara, in. There is an Eved that isn't entitled to any Knas. Ikka. Who's that Eved? An Eved Shu Treifa. An Eved that's a Treifa. An Eved that's a Treifa, the halacha is that he doesn't collect the Shloshim Shkolim if he was injured by a Shor. Says the Gemara, Vam Chazla Mekim Kameh. Why is that true? The Eved that is a treifa and indeed will not survive, but he could, while he's still here, he could still work. Answers the Gemara, besides that he's a treifa, he's an Eved that's menuvel melukushchin, and therefore nobody's going to take him to work. So we see that there's a new rule. A treifa doesn't connect class, no matter what his value is or not. But here we have another factor to take into consideration, that he's a menuvel mukushchin, he has no value as work as a working eved either. Ibailahu, ask the Gemara, Misha chatzi eved chatzi b'chayrin, we discussed such an individual, Shekidesh bas chayrin, and now he did a kedushin on a regular woman. Now, let's analyze this individual. This individual is a person who, this individual is a person who is only a half a bas ben chayrim. So how do we look at this kedushin? Do we say that the part of him which is a ben chayrim is capable of making a kedushin? Or do we say that since he's not completely a ben chayrim, he can't do any kedushin at all? Im tam tzlami ben Yisrael shama bas Yisrael. If there was a regular Ben Yisrael that said to a regular Bas Yisrael, "Skatshi l'chatzi, become mekudeshes to best part of me," the halacha is mekudeshes. Then we could suggest, maybe we could say the same by this individual. There, says the Gemara, it isn't the same. There, even though he only was mekadesh the woman to part of himself, but potentially chazi l'kulei, he could have done a kedushin with all of himself. Ha, but this individual who's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrim, we can't have a kedushin at all lechazi l'kulei because he is a chatzi eved. Vim tem tzolam ben yisrael mekadesh chatzi isha enim mekadeshes. If a person would say to a woman, "I'm only marrying half of you," the halacha is that it's not a kedushin, because the concept of kedushim is only applicable when you're mekadesh all of a woman. And if you're not taking the entire woman as a wife, it's not considered a valid act of kedushin. The shayr b'kinyana. There, the reason the kedushin is not a valid kedushin is because the shayr b'kinyana, he could have married the whole woman, and instead of, for whatever reason, marrying all of the woman, he only married part of the woman. Since he only married part of the woman, so that's a kedushin that shouldn't have taken place. He should have married all the woman. That's why it's not a valid kedushin. However, but this person who's a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrim, so the part that he's a chatzi eved prevents him from doing an entire kedushin. Lo shai b'kinyana. So he did what he could have done. Mai. What is the halacha then? How do we look at this kedushin? Do we accept it or not? So I saw a beautiful vart. Every Shabbos that we say Nishmas, and we say, Eir anachnu maspikim l'hoidus, afil elf alfim amim, we don't have the capability to say the shvach, that we can't HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we then continue, so we say, Ein Anachnu Mespikim, that it's impossible for us to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we turn around right away, and we say, right away afterwards, we turn around and we say, Al Kein Avram Shal Palak Dabanu, Hein Heim Yodu V'Yivarchu. We declare that we will praise Hashem. So this is very difficult to understand. First we're saying we can't, and then we're saying that we will. So the Shem Shmuel explains this based on the Gemara that we just learned. Our Gemara just taught us that sometimes you could have done a better Kedushin, and if you didn't do what you could have done, then what you did is meaningless. But if you did what you could have done, then it's satisfactory. So that's what we say. We have an obligation to do whatever we can to praise Hashem. And if a person doesn't praise Hashem with all of what he, and a person can't praise Hashem adequately. But what we say is, Hein Heim Yodav Yivarchu, Hashim Chamakenu Tamid. But what we say is that we're doing the best we can. And our Gemara just taught us a new concept. That in a place where you could have done better, and you didn't do what you should have done, then there's a claim to you, and what you did is ineffective. But if you say, I know I'm not doing enough, but I can't do better, then that's what you should do. And that's how we understand those statements in the Shmas. So answers the Gemara Toshma. The halacha is, for sure, damages a person if he killed the Ben Chayrim, as we discussed in our previous year. You have to pay kofer. The definition of kofer, we said, is the value of the victim. If it was an Eved, you have to pay Shloshim Shkolim. So says the Braisa, Hamas Misha Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chayrim. If the victim was an individual who was Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chayrim, the loch is Noitzin Chatzi Knas L'Rabbi, the Chatzi Kofel Yarshav. If we're going to say Kedushim Loi Kedoshim, if we say that because he's such an individual, he can never marry anyone, so now, how could the Braisa have suggested Yarshim and Eloi? From where do we have Yarshim? So Tosfos asked the obvious question. Just because he's not supposed to marry anyone doesn't mean that he didn't perhaps marry or live with a woman. And even if we'll say that that child that would have been born is considered a mamzer, the halacha is that even a mamzer is considered a yoirish of his parents. So Tosfos says that our Gemara is of the opinion that if you have an individual who is incapable of being mekadesh anyone, then his children are not considered his children as far as Yerusha. In other words, if you have an individual who could have kedushin, and then he had children, even when there was no Kedushin, a mamzer, those children are considered his Yarshim. But if you have an individual, the Gemara is holding now, says Tosfos, that is exempt, excluded from the parasha of Kedushin, such an individual, his children are not his Yarshim. Answers, the Gemara, Amar of Adar, the halacha ba'ava is kisha'asa treifa, that the victim became a treifa, and therefore, who collects the kofer? The person, the victim himself. Or my yarshav nafshe. So in other words, he himself maybe is not going to have yarshim because he's impossible to get married, but he himself will collect it. Amar Rava, to which Rava says, Shei Chubis B'Dover. I'll tell you why I can't accept that interpretation. First of all, Chodah the Yarshav K'tani. The Braisa spoke about his yarshim. The Braisa did not speak about he himself. Void. Furthermore, the Torah says that Pasuk says, "Ever yigach hashar oyam kesef shkolim yitin la'adonav." The Torah doesn't speak about Maisa. But when the Torah speaks about Kofer, the Pasuk says, "Amr shlokish Kofer ein mishtam alachamisa." Kofer is only paid after the victim dies, because the Pasuk which speaks about Kofer says, "V'hemus ishas isha." Im kofer yushus alav, the nos opinion kadafshu kikolashi yushus alav. So we can't say, therefore, says Rava, that we're speaking about the Eved himself. Ella omer Rava, says Rava, the Brice is still not difficult. But it could well be that a chatzi eved chatzi mechayrim is impossible for him to get married. So if that's the case, how will he have yarshim? Says Rava, you know what the b'raisa means? Roy lito, he's an individual that should be getting kaifer, should be getting knas, but it won't happen because of this technical issue. Bein loy. I'm Rava. If you're Mekadosh Chatzi Isha, as we described a few moments ago, that is halachically not considered an act of Kedushin. If somebody is Mekadosh a woman like that, the Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin. Dorish Rabbi Barav Huna, Kshem Shemekadosh Chatzi Isha Ein Mekadosh. So he said, it's not considered an act of Kedushin. Amalei Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda said, Mi dami. Hosam, in the case where you Makadish, as we mentioned earlier, a Chatzi Isha, Shaya B'Kinyana, you could have, should have been Makadish the entire woman. If you didn't, your act of Kedushin is lacking. Hocha, when somebody's Makadish, Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bezcharim, you did as much as you can. She's only a chatzi bas chayrin, says the Gemara. Hada akum Rava Barafuna Amayra Levadarish. So Rabbi Barafuna took the Amayra the way we know that the Rabbonim, the Amarayim, would give drushes, is that they would have an Amayra, a speaker. They would tell them what they want to say, and the Amayra would publicize it. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'machshela hazois tachas yedecha. And the Pasuk in Yeshaya is referring to a situation, to the time where the Anshei Yerushalayim has stopped learning Torah. And if they asked somebody else the question, the Pasuk says, Ki yispes ish ba'achav beis aviv similar l'cha, katzin t'yelanu. I ask you a question which is similar, which is so clear, and the person is unable to answer. And the Pasuk says, V'machshela azois tachas yedecha. We learn from here that in Ein Adam Oymer al Divrei Torah, a person doesn't understand, a person doesn't come to the truth of learning, Elokei Nechshbehem. The way we are able to understand Divrei Torah, the way we're able to understand Divrei Torah is by a person learning and trying to understand, making mistakes, and after he makes mistakes, he learns from mistakes. That's the way a person is ultimately going to understand. That's the way a person is ultimately going to understand his learning. Because, as I sort of say, for Divrei Shmuel explains, that it's like a person when he asks and answers, that's the purpose of learning, is to come to the truth. And by asking and then realize, by saying something, then being asking, and then going back and forth, that's the way we get to the truth. The Pasuk says, in Tehillim, Shalom Rav Lo'ay Ve'Sar Secha Ve'en Lama Michshol. So I saw that the Oyev Yisrael asks, why does the Pasuk speak about Shalom, call them the Oyev Ve'Sar Secha? Shalom Rav Lo'ay Ve'Sar Secha. We should have said Shalom Rav Lo'lomdei Ve'Sar Secha. So he explains that somebody who supports people who learn is considered Oyev Ve'Sar Secha. He's not necessarily learning, but because he loves Torah, he supports those that learn Torah, like you, like we know what Yisachin Zvulun says. So he says that's pshat. Ein adam oymer al divrei Torah elam kein nechshbahem, that the person who's supporting the divrei Torah also is a participant, is a partner when he makes a mistake, even though the person who actually is only supporting the Lomdei Torah did himself not make a mistake. Another pshat that I saw from the Majlis Rebbe in the Sefer Divrei Yisrael, he says that a person who's learning Torah is not supposed to be an oimid. An oimid means a person who's on the same level. A person who's learning Torah is supposed to be a hoilach. Ein adam oimid. If a person doesn't want to be an oimid, he has to learn. He learns only by going back and forth, by learning Torah right away. And I saw the Riyaka Mei Shechta Shlita says that that's why the first Mishnah in Shas begins with Amosai Karen Shema Ba'arvis. When do we read the Krishma Ba'arvis? Why is that the first Mishnah in Shas? So he explains, Arvis means dark, night, when we can't see clearly. The Shas begins with Mishnayis begins with teaching us that learning Torah sometimes is Arvis. Learning Torah sometimes it's dark, sometimes it's unclear, but we'll ultimately get there. The Bnei Yisachar makes an interesting observation. The halacha in Masechta Shabbos, when we speak about Ner Chanukah, is that Kofsa, if somebody lit his menorah, he lit his menorah properly, and then it got extinguished, the halacha is Ein Zakala. The halacha is that you don't have to relight it. So he asks that that doesn't make sense. He says the whole point of Neiris Chanukah is to have a Pirsumei Nisa. So if I lit the menorah and it was only on for a minute, and then I don't have to relight it, why shouldn't I just relight it to do the Pirsumei Nisa? So he says that a fundamental difference between learning Torah and learning any other subject is that when you learn a subject and you don't understand it, or you learn a subject and you take an exam on that subject and you fail the exam, so then you haven't succeeded. By Torah, it's not like that. By Torah, as soon as somebody attempts to learn Torah, even if he doesn't understand the Torah, there's a mitzvah in learning Torah for itself. So he says, we know that the ner, that the Torah is compared to a ner. Kofsa, you've learned Torah, and Kofsa, it got extinguished. You haven't really understood what you learned. So you would think, I didn't fulfill the mitzvah of learning, because I didn't understand what I learned. Teaches us Chazal, Kofsa, even if you spend time learning, and after you learned everything, Kofsa, it's extinguished. You walk away from a shiur, you didn't understand the shiur so well. You walk away from the shiur that you don't remember what you learned. It doesn't make a difference. You'll get schar for the mitzvah. And that's why I saw that the Prima Gadim says that sometimes you'll see that a sefer is printed and not everything in the sefer is correct. But as long as there's even one Dvar Torah in the sefer that is worthwhile, it's already worth printing the sefer. Because every word of Torah has tremendous value. And I saw that the Chavistah says, that's why a Talmud Chacham is considered, called a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud means he's just studying. He hasn't yet reached the level of being a Chacham. But it's the fact that he's studying and he's learning and he's making mistakes and then he's correcting those mistakes, that's what the Gemara says is the way for us to succeed in our learning. And I saw that there are those that suggest that every time somebody prints a sefer, ultimately he should print a Madura Basra. He should print a second version. What does that represent? A person, if he prints a sefer, so I printed a sefer and I have those Divrei Torah in the sefer. But as we're learning now in the Gemara, what is the right way of learning Torah is to realize to constantly review what I'm learning and constantly maybe understand that I didn't always understand everything properly the first time. It could have been done better the second time. That's why every time you learn Torah, you should learn it again. And if you see that you made a mistake the first time, so learn it again a third time till you get it 100% accurate. So says the Gemara. So says now Rava. Even though the halacha is that if someone is mekadosh a half of a woman, it's not considered a valid act of kedushin. If you do it by chatzis shivcha chatzis bescheren, the kedushin is kedushin. My time. What's the difference? Says the Gemara. Hasam shai b'kinyonai. You could have been mekadosh the entire woman. If you weren't mekadosh the entire woman, so there was a lack, your act of kedushin was an improper act of kedushin. Hacha, he did what you could l'shay b'kinyonim. Amar Shesh Kshem Shemekadosh Chatzi Isha Enim Kadeshes Katz Chatzi Shivchu V'Chatzi B'Zcharim Shenes Katzim En Kedushay Kedushin. Says the Gemara Vimloch Shech Adam, if somebody's going to whisper in your ear, because we learned the Torah speaks about the parsha of a Shivcha Charufa, and Rabbi Kiva teaches us Eza Shivcha Charufa Ze Chatzi Shivchu V'Chatzi B'Zcharim Hamarosel Ever Ivri. So we see that even though she's a chatzis shifcha bas, chatzis bas chayrin, Alma, still she's capable of bas or serusahi, of having a proper kedushin. Emeloi, tell that person, kaleich etz Rabbi Shmuel. Go to Rabbi Shmuel, shoyim Rabbi Shifcha kananis hamuras l'evet ivri. We're not speaking about a chatzis shifcha chatzis bas chayrin. Rabbi Shmuel tells us that a chatzis shifcha chatzis bas chayrin cannot be a candidate for a valid kedushin. Here we're speaking about a chetzi shivcha chetzi bascharin who is mureses to nevet ivri. Stops the Gemara. The shivcha bas kananis basas rusahi. If she's still a shivcha kananis, how is she in the parsha of kedushin? El mayis lechomema may mureses. How do you explain that? That you mechedes. It's not that she's actually married. She was designated. Hachanami, when Rekiva spoke about the chetzi shivcha chetzi bascharin, and it's used the word mureses, it doesn't mean mureses in its usual definition, or erisin, a kedushin. Rather, the way to understand it is that she's miyuchedes, but there is no erisin on such a woman. Amar of Chesda, chatzis shivcha chatzis bescharim, she's neskadish to Reuven. She was neskadish to Reuven, v'neshtachro, and then she was freed. V'chazer v'neskadisho l'shimen. And then she had kedushin with Shimon's brother, with Reuven's brother Shimon, even though she never received a get from Reuven. And now Mesi Shneim, Reuven and Shimon both pass away. Mesiabemus Levi, she will have to have Yibum from Levi, the third brother. Even though when we learned in Masechta Yevamos, we learned that the pasuk says Ki Yeshu Achim Yachatov or Meis Echmehem or Ben Enla. Yavam Yavaleh, and the Gemara Masechta Yavam Staf Laman Aleph Amabeis Torus Umeis Echad Mehem Mish Yeshla Zikas Yavam Echad. Only if there's the Zika of one Yavam is there a kedusha, is there Yibam Vileish Yeshla Zika Shnei Yavam, and therefore the Gemara spoke about situations where if the Zika is coming from two different brothers, there is no Yibam. Here, it's different. It's not considered Eish Shnei Mesim. Because the first half, we started with a woman who was chatzis shivcha chatzis bescharin. So she married Reuven. The chatzis bescharin was what was married to Reuven. And when she married Shimon, the other half, the half that got freed, married Shimon. So therefore, says the Gemara, she's not considered eshes shnei mesim because we say manushach. I kedusha de Reuven kedushin. If Reuven's Kedushin was a valid Kedushin, then Kedusha Shimon was not a valid Kedushin. The Kedusha Shimon Kedushin, Kedusha Reuven will have Kedushin. You can't have, because there is no, either there is or there isn't, but you can't be Chatzim Mekudeshes. Itmar, Chatzim Shivcha Chatzim Bescharin, Shneskach LeRuven, V'Neshtachro, V'Chozim and Skach LeShimon, this case that we just discussed, Rav Yosef Bechama Omer Rav Nachman, when she got freed, Paki Kedusha Rishon, since she's now a new individual. She's a new individual because till now she was a Shivcha Kananis or a Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschairin, and now she's a regular Jewish woman. So it's like every Giyaris, she's Kikotin Shinoiladami. And therefore, everything that was connected to her first status is terminated. And now, when another person is Makadashar, it's a valid Kedushin. Rav Zeira Amar Nachman on the opposite. The kedushin that happened with her when she was a chatzis shivcha chatzis bescharin was only a partial kedushin. The reason it was only a partial kedushin is because she was a chatzis shivcha. The chatzis bescharin was mekudeshes, and the chatzis shivcha was not mekudeshes. But the moment she gets freed, the half that wasn't able to happen happens automatically. Amar Rav Zeira. And Rav Zeira continues saying, Kavasida di Mistabra. My opinion, he says, is correct. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'ish ki yishkav es ish shichle zera, v'ish shivcha nechrefes l'ish, lo'yimosu ki lo'ycha pasa. We speak about a shivcha charufa. The definition of a shivcha charufa is a chatzi shivcha chatzi bascharim. And therefore, if somebody has relations with her, there is no chiv misa, as there normally is if somebody lives with an eishes ish. And the pasuk tells us why. Because she is not completely free. What is the pasuk saying? The moment chupasa, that she's completely free, now she becomes a full-fledged eishes ish. And because she becomes a full-fledged eishes ish, the din that an eishes ish whose mezana is chayv misa kicks in your muscle. So we see, says Reb Zeira, that the chatzi shivcha chatzi baschayim, they got married. The moment she's freed, she becomes completely married. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says to Reb Zeira, "Utani Reb Shmuel Dama Shivcha Kananas Amnas Levet Ivri Hachanami." Are you going to say that in the person that we spoke about, the chupasu, the moment that she's freed, the loch is yumusu, she should chayiv, she be chayiv misa? How can we say that? She was never his wife in the first place, because when they got married or they got designated for each other, she was only Shivcha Kananis. Elamayis l'chamemer, how must we explain? Chupasa, after she was freed, if Chazra v'niskatcha, if there's a proper act of Kedushin, then she'll become Kedushis. Hachanami don't understand, says Abaye to Reb Zeira, that if a woman is a chatzi shivcha bas chayrin, she automatically, when she becomes free, the rest of her becomes mukadeshes. Rather, what's required is chazur v'niskatcha. Am Rav Huna Bakhtina, Am Rav Yitzchak. Maisa v'isha achas, there was an individual, there was a woman who was chatzi shivcha chatz bas chayrin, v'chafa is rav vas bas chayrin. It made her free. Just like we learned in the Mishnah, the halach is by chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin. Kaman, says the Gemara, whose opinion was this following? Says the Gemara, I was following the opinion of Yochanan Breika. Dama Shneimo Omer, Verachla Samel Kim, V'yamel Empur V'umulu. As we learned the Mishnah said, Beis Shammai said, but ultimately we learned that even Beis Hillel agreed with Beis Shammai, that a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrim, we force his owner to free him. And the reason we learned the owner to free him is because otherwise, he can't marry a bas chayrin, he can't marry a shivcha, and he has the mitzvah puravu. But that isn't by a woman. It tells us the Gemara, B'yachim Mabroika says that it applies to a woman as well. And since it applies to his woman as well, so just like we have to worry about the puravu of the chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin, we also have to worry about the puravu of the chatzi shivcha bas chayrin. Says the Gemara, that's not necessarily the reason. The reason they forced her to free her was a different reason altogether. Arm Nachman Yitzchak, loy. The reason they forced her was because Minik Hefka Nagaba, because she couldn't get married, so therefore she started acting not in a proper fashion. And they saw that she was acting in such a fashion, that's why they insisted that they be freed. The Mefarshim make an interesting observation. The Torah says that, as we've spoken in our shir, the Never Kanani is allowed to marry Shivcha Kananis. So why is the Gemara saying that a Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschayrin has no options? She should certainly be allowed to marry a Never Nivri. Because if we look at the side that she's a Shivcha, so Shivcha is allowed to marry a Never Nivri. If we look at the side, she's a Ben Bas Chayrim, she's also allowed to marry an Eved Ivri. Says the Maram Shif that this story in our Gemara took place after the Churban Bayis, where there were no longer any Eved Ivris. And therefore, the option of her marrying an Eved Ivri wasn't an option in our Gemara. The Mashah says, a very Bechidish. He says, yes, an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shivcha Kananis. But Eved Ivri is only allowed to marry a Shivcha Kananis who belongs to his owner. So if you're going to have a woman who's a Chatzi Shivcha, a Chatzi Bas Chayrin, obviously she isn't completely owned by the same owner. She's Chatzi Bas Chayrin. Such a Shivcha, an Eved Ivri cannot marry. And therefore, that isn't an option in our Gemara. Says the Mishnah, if somebody sells his Eved to Naivik Kachavim, or he sells his Eved Kanani to a Jew living Chutzlaritz, so in both of these cases, he's depriving him of the opportunity to do mitzvahs. So there's a rule, the Yotze Ben Chayrim. And that's why the Sefer Masa Hashem explains that the Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu gives instructions to the messengers, to the Malachim, who are bringing the gift to Esav, to say to Esav, Amal Avdachlo Yaakov Minchi Shlochel Adonil Esav. Why it was necessary to say Avdachlo Yaakov? They should have said that May Avdachlo Yaakov. So the Sefer Masa Hashem explains what they were saying. What they were saying was that even though we're bringing you a gift, the gift is the animals, the other things that Yaakov Avinu sent you. But we, who are Yaakov Avinu's avodim, la'avdechol Yaakov, we remain the avodim of Yaakov Avinu. Because as our Mishnah says, we're not allowed to give or sell an eved to a nochri. And therefore they were saying, everything else we could give you, but we can't give you ourselves. Ourselves would be a violation of giving an eved that we just learned to a nochri. If somebody sells his eved to avik chavim, yotzel cheres. Yeah, he goes free. However, says the brayis of tzarek at shechem rabbi rishon, he still needs to get a shtar shechem. Arav Shimon Gamaliel, the medvar amurim. When is that? Shloikosav loy oinai. That there was no documents written. Avol kosav loy oinai. If there is a document regarding the sale, zeh shechruroi, there is no need for another shtar shechur. Says the Gemara, what is the definition of oinai? My oinai, omrav shesh, the kosuloi hachi, that when the eved was sold to the nokri, the document says, l'shetivrach mimenu, if you will run away, only esek bach, that is the representation of a shtar shechur. Taval rabbanon, love all of Rav Kachavim. If an owner borrowed money from a nachri and he put up the eved as collateral, kivish osloy Rav Kachavim the Musai, if the Rav Kachavim started to do what he's supposed to do with the eved kanani, the Gemara is going to explain it in a moment. Yotzel chayrus, then the eved kanani goes out free. Ask the Gemara, what is the definition? My Nemusoi. What is the definition of Nemusoi? Arav Hunabar Yehuda, Nashki. As soon as the Nashki is that they used to put around the Avodim like a chain, a necklace representing that he's my Eved, as soon as that's done, that's a proof that he's the Eved of the Nachri. And as soon as he becomes an Eved of the Nachri, as we're learning in our Shir, he's freed. Moser Rav Sheshes asks Rav Sheshes, Harisan, if somebody is a sharecropper in the property of a nachri, or chakiris, if a Yisrael leased a property from a nachri, and he pays him every year a rental fee, or risabet to others, or if you have a Jew that this relationship of being a sharecropper has been going on in his family, this Jewish family have been a risim of the non-Jewish property, non-Jewish owned property for years. Oved kachavim shemashkin sudei l'Yisrael, or oved kachavim put up collateral, a field, abish osloi namusoi, p'turim in a maisa. In all these cases, maisa doesn't have to be given. V'isal kadatach, if we're going to say that the definition of namusoi means nashki, that sadabas nashkihi, how do we understand this necklace or whatever we're going to call regarding a field? Elam Rav Sheshes, what is the definition of Nemusoi? Zman. If the owner put up his Eved for collateral, and the way he put him up and said is if I won't pay back the loan by a certain date, then the collateral becomes yours. So if that's the case, if that time comes, it's considered that he sold the Eved to the Nachri. Ask the Gemara, Kashizman Azman. The Braisa says that if an owner put up an eved for ownership, for collateral, when the time comes that he didn't, if he didn't pay, and the nochri has a right to take the eved as an eved for payment, it's considered as if he was sold to the nochri. On the other hand, the Braisa says that if a nochri put up a field for collateral to Yisrael, it doesn't mean that the Yisrael becomes the owner of the field. And says the Gemara, Lakasha, Hodamat is money. The Braisa that says that the Eved is considered the property of the Nochri is, as we've been explaining, is because the time for payment already came. Ha, the Loimat is money. And this one is when the time didn't come. So therefore, since the time didn't come, where Yisrael has a right to collect the field, that's why it's not considered the field of Yisrael. Ela gabi eved amati zmani. Ask the Gemara, if the Braisa is speaking about a time, but when the Braisa speaks about the eved kanani, it's referring to a situation where the time for payment came, tzricha lemeimer. So obviously, at that point, the eved becomes, the eved will become the property of the eved kachavim, and we have the obligation to redeem him. El idivi idid loy matizmani. Ha lekasha, ha legufe. When the person put up the eved as he himself a collateral, since the eved himself is becoming the collateral for this loan, the halacha teaches us that when the time, that if that time comes and he didn't pay up his loan, the eved becomes the property of the nakri. But here, the fear was only put up for payra. So then, even when the time comes, the nakri does not become the full-fledged owner of the field. When the loan was done, that he can take it, but he didn't actually exercise that right. So as long as the malva didn't exercise his right to collect the collateral, even though he has the right, the halacha is that it's not considered the malvas, it's not considered the nakris. When he does exercise his right, however, it becomes the nakris, and that's the case by the Eved Kanani.